back-to-back meets. You had the Med Valley meet. You had Jim Mather, and this was big because you had to get a chance to see North Platte, St. Pat's, and Elm Creeks, and maybe some teams you have a chance to see, and girls first, boys right in the thick of things as well. It was a good day for Cambridge Track and Field, wasn't it?
Yep, we just come back from that Jim Mather and Arapahoe, you know, from yesterday, and it was a good day. Our girls ended up, you know, first place, you know, there and with 105 points, and our boys' team finished third there with 71 points. We were just out of the runner-up position. You know, Bertrand got us there in the last couple relays and inched us out with 72 points, and neither of us were going to catch North Platte St. Pat's. They're just a stellar program up there on the boys' side. So it was a good day for us.
PRs, had a lot of PRs, and that's what you want to see. I've got to mention first, got to go to the guys' side, and wow, that 4x8 relay cuts, what, 17 seconds off, if I'm not mistaken, like 907, dropped down to an 850. That was a great run by those guys, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, they really set the tempo kind of for the rest of the day on the track. You know, they come out, and we knew they were capable of it. You know, and we've gotten some of those kids back off of injury and finally got some good practices under their belt, and so we knew what they were capable of. We didn't think they could probably hit it all on the same day, but they did yesterday, and it was just fun to watch. It's fun to watch them compete. And yeah, 17 seconds came off that. Each and every one of them had a personal best split, and it was fun to watch.
And when you have a team that can battle a lot right along with you, North Platte St. Pat's pushes you right to second difference, that really helps too, doesn't it?
You know, it was. It really was. You know, and we battled back and forth with every single leg. You know, at one point, I do think they were probably, 30 meters ahead of us at one point. It was looking like maybe we couldn't hang. And then Wyatt Jackson came back and closed that gap before he finished his leg. And then it was tight from then on. And they had just a good, solid race by both schools.
And Wyatt is one, correct me if I'm wrong, he's kind of a newcomer to that group in that 4x8. Am I right on that?
Yeah, he is to some extent. You know, Wyatt did go out last year. He wasn't going to go out this year. The story has it that he tells us that his grandma Judy told him that she would be upset with him if he did not go out for track, and so he was going to please grandma Judy. I'm so glad he decided to please grandma because, yeah, we do have him, and he is working really hard this year. It's a different Wyatt than we've seen in years past, and he's working really hard, and yeah, he's just thrilled with his times, and we're thrilled that he's thrilled, and so, yeah, Wyatt's been a bright spot for us this year.
Other PRs in the boys' side, I think you had a couple of 400-meter guys go 1-2, and I think Jackson Trompke with a PR. That young man ran on the 54s. It gets good to see.
Yeah, it is. Jackson took first, and Tayton Keppen took second in that. So we took 1-2 in the boys' 400 yesterday. It was just good to see. And you know, and they're capable. Both of those runners are capable of going 54, 55 on a consistent basis. So it's fun to see them, you know, go 1-2 yesterday in that. And they're just right now, we, you know, put Tayton on some longer workouts here. We were just having him do basically some sprint workouts, and we kind of looked at him a little bit for that 3,200-meter relay as well. But, you know, we've been doing mostly mid-distance workouts with him. I think that's really helped his 400. And now we're coming back down probably since we're hitting peak phase, and we'll run him more on a sprinter's workout because he does so well in the 200 and the 400. And, you know, Jackson Trompke does as well.
Carson Trompke, just steady as ever in the mile and 2 mile. And I see he anchored your 4x8 and I think received award from Mr. Bartholomew as kind of the athlete of the meet, if I'm not mistaken on that.
Yep, you did. Carson won the 1600, 3200. And, of course, anchors are winning 3200-meter relay team on the day. And so, yes, Don Bartholomew, you know, he started that meet yesterday, and he's been starting meets in the area for years, and he sponsors that event over there at the Jim Mather every year for the outstanding male and female, and Carson was fortunate enough to get that yesterday with his 3 goals.
Girls, as you said, win another team title, and pretty steady once again from your sprints to your distance races. You got some field event girls scored as well. A lot of people in a lot of different areas scored for you.
Yeah, and that's our goal every year, or at least my goal for any team that comes, you know, in every year, is I'd like to cover all the events if we can do it at all. And we have with our girls' side there, and we are covering all the events. You know, Bailey Allmeyer is finally back from some illness, and so she picked up a few points for us there in the pole vault and the shot put. And Rylan Springer picked up some points for us in the discus, and we're getting points out of Aaron Johnson and Jensen Weiss in the high jump, and tried a different event for J.C. Kent yesterday, threw her in the long jump, and so J.C. and Jalen went 2-4 in that long jump for us yesterday. J.C. goes 4 on the triple jump. Yeah, so we're pulling points out of field events before we ever get to the track.
And of course, yeah, you're, and when you get to the track, your relays continue to do some great things against some good competition. Now, you know, Elm Creek was there, and St. Pat's, what they do in the 4x1 and the 4x8, is that squad, you feel like still got some promise, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. You know, and when we haven't stacked that 4x8 here for a few meets here, we're giving a couple other kids opportunities and maybe resting some legs with some other ones just to see some different events. And a perfect example of that would be Rachel Harris, who will run that for us, you know, come conference probably in districts. But we tried her in the 200-meter yesterday because that girl does have some speed on her too. And she was fourth yesterday in the 200, I believe. So they pulled some points for us there. So that was another bright spot, just to know that we have that option with Rachel in the 200. You know, we just a couple different events here and there for some kids. We tried Jalen Kent in the 100 hurdles yesterday. She ends up pulling the sixth place for us there, first time out of the gate. You know, and both of them have, you know, gains to make in those events too, but just options for us.
And it worked out.
No question. It worked out. Kind of glad you got a meet this early in the week because now you got the rest of this week, and then RPAC's not until next Thursday, so you got some time to rest some folks and work on some things before the big conference meet.
We really do. So this coming Monday, though, I am going to take 11 kids up to that McCook JV in McCook. We do have some kids that have missed some meet, either FFA or FCCLA. Injury or illness and have missed the meets, and some of our younger kids that maybe need to get, you know, some more experience. I am taking 11 kids up there to compete there at that McCook JV meet. But other than that, the rest, yeah, we're just going to try and fine-tune some things, hitting peak phase here. So, you know, probably our toughest workouts are under our belt and just kind of try and maintain here throughout the course of the season. But, Rich, we only have, if you count it up, 14 practices left before districts.
You're counting them, marking them off day by day, aren't you?
Well, it just, you know, we still have some athletes. We want to get to a certain point, and we're running out of time to do it. That's what makes a coach nervous. But, you know, they're working hard for us, and so I'm anxious to see, you know, what the rest of the season will hold.
Well, the conference ought to be fun to watch. You're having a dynamite year. Maywood Hayes Center with their kids. You know, all the other teams with the Southern Valley's got their kids. The Southwest kids. You know, everybody's got some kids' strength in different areas. So that girls' division is going to be pretty fun to watch.
Oh, the girls and the boys. The whole thing will be fun to watch. And anybody and everybody should come out and watch that day up there at Dundee County. And it's just going to be a wonderful, because like you say, over the widespread RPAC conference here, there are just a lot of different athletes and a lot of different events from a lot of different schools, and it's just a matter of who can put it together for that day, because, you know, and they place out to 8 there, which is a little different beast when you can place out to 8 as far as, you know, making a run at a team title, and those things, you know, kind of change the complexity of how you do your entries as a coach, and it's just going to be a fun day.